Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with Cleo live on blogtalkradio.com every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 p.m. Join the conversation at 347-826-9597 or hit me up on Twitter at Real, RealMSCLEO. Hello, my dears, and happy Monday to each and every one of you within the sound of my voice. It is April the 8th, 2013. We are beginning the first month of the new quarter. There are four, if we take them in three-month increments. And if you all remember, and you tuned in our Friday, and perhaps maybe you haven't gotten caught up with all of your podcasting listening, the new moon is this week on Wednesday, and this new moon is in Aries, and Aries is a very passionate astral sign, also a fire sign, so it is good for many things. However, if not navigated properly, it certainly can appear or even become destructive. So this is some very powerful energy. Again, I will reiterate how powerful this particular month is in 2013. So I thought it would be apropos to check in with you all. Some of you followed me on my previous channel on Podbean, and at the beginning of the year, we went through quite an intricate review of what and how to best utilize the energy and the vibration of this year, those of you who subscribe to those types of things, and how we can achieve our greatest projects and hopes, dreams, wishes, whatever you want to call it, the things achieve your agenda, achieve even something far more specific, but the Earth and its energy and the universe is ripe for bringing new things about. So this new moon, as we are done with our first Mercury retrograde of the year, we now have some clarity to what decisions and how we may want to move forward. And perhaps something came up during the retrograde and you said, oh, this sounds so exciting. Or you said, oh, I may not want to do this at all. At this point in time, you may have completely flipped the script. Or perhaps you have found yourself somewhere in the middle, which is about balance. So don't chastise yourself. Embrace that vibration. So again, be mindful to be specific. Often the old phrase has gone round, careful what you ask for, you just might get it. Well, that's a good thing, as long as you're specific. And specific is a very intense word. And so if you are going to be specific about something, I want you to treat it like you would an onion. An onion has many layers, right? And so each layer has some purpose to the whole of the onion, otherwise it wouldn't be able to hold together. And for any of you who love onion rings, the big ones are tasty, as well as the little tiny ones in the center. So the onion is important, the whole of it. So peel back that onion on what you want and make sure you cover all of your bases, almost painstakingly. And I know you say, well, Ms. Cleo, I know what I want, and it's very general, it's not that specific, and it's not rocket science. You'd be surprised. You would be surprised, my dears. So before we get into the whole of the show, today is just some conversation buffet. Ever have a day where you can't quite figure out the direction? I've had a couple of cups of coffee, and I am still a bit thrown off, but it feels like a good day. The temperatures here in downtown Lake Worth are quickly approaching the 80-plus mark. There's a slight breeze, and there is some wonderful, fluffy, cumulus clouds, I believe that's what they call them, floating around in the sky. The frogs are starting to make their way back. And in the coming weeks, we will be talking to all of our canine loving community and those of you who may be new to the area and chat a bit about Bufo frogs. It would appear that perhaps we shouldn't need to keep covering the same subject matter with regard to that, but sometimes we just don't know. And if there is new information, I certainly want to share it with you all. But if you are or if you have a canine family member and you are new to the South Florida area, when that show comes up, I would advise strongly that you chime in or just question your vet about how and what to do when navigating Bufo frogs in your yard. They're kind of a part of the tropical element. But I, you know me, I'll go off on a tangent, my bad. But the weather is lovely. I've got the AC on, so you know sister's not trying to hot flash too much, although they're becoming far more subdued, but we'll leave it at that. When I come back, actually you're not going to hear my voice. What you're going to hear is Mango and me. We figured out our technical difficulty from last Friday. So we're going to go ahead and play that for your listening pleasure. Come back and chat a moment or two about it and keep on moving through the conversation. So go grab yourself some coffee or run to the little girl or little boy's room, and I'll be right back. If you are one of those people who is open to alternative medicine and naturopathic healing, then I've got just the place for you. It is West Palm Beach Acupuncture. Dr. Henry Shao, Vice President of the Chinese Association of Acupuncture and a Chinese Tai Chi master with more than 30 years experience. Call Dr. Shao today or visit the office for a free consultation. Each session is $60. Do something nice for your health. He's located at 9100 Belvedere Road, Suite 110, West Palm Beach, Royal Palm Beach, Florida. 561-791-9970 or visit his website at www.westpalmbeachacupuncture.com. Have a special event coming up like a wedding, concert, a big week visiting for a very important corporate meeting, or just a night out on the town with friends? Looking for that right limo service? Then check out Live Limo. 10% off your first service, 5% off when you open a corporate account. You can contact them at 800-557-5154, or if you're local, 561-414-9686. Check them out on Facebook, or you can visit their website at www.livelimousineusa.com. Live Limo, the most reliable luxury transportation service in South Florida. Ask for Carlos or Nadla. Tell them Cleo sends our love. Wrote most of the CD, sitting, thinking, sighing, dreaming, crying under she. Tall glass of ice, Coca-Cola on the side, a bag of barbecue chips, pen and paper, rustling leaves, chimes, glistening sunlight. I feel safe, quieted and tranquil. Never really paid much attention to her in the beginning. I respected her grandeur, her wisdom, her experience. Too smug or too stupid to be humbled by her presence, her power, her gifts. Ah, and how she loved me. Even when I didn't show love back, her patience for my loving recognition endured. While I wonder, could I have risen to such an occasion? I sound selfish, I know. She loved so many. Why do I believe I was special? Because she showed me so. The signs and the lessons shared without judgment, why count when the list continues? Carved initials, a poem about love, a wild orchid, and assorted tokens of life. Strange, but not really, I had no idea how important Mango would be until I lost Anne-Marie. I miss you, Mommy. So used to running to her to dry my tears, listen to my rants, and to love me like the Creator made me. That's what she said, and that's what she did.
When she left, there was nothing but space. No matter where I ran, I had no place until I found myself under the mango tree. My first tears fell on that day while I sat under the tree, waiting for a phone call I really didn't need, cause I already knew sometimes it sucks to be me. She had finished her human journey. Every moment I miss her, wishing she was still in this dimension. I miss her even though my heart and mind conspire to deny my loss. 3 months doesn't seem long unless you are waiting for the pain to stop so you can move the fuck on. You have to live life, baby. Don't let life live you. And the mango tree echoes the old lady's words because she continues to live life. In spite of the asphalt parking lot more than 150 years old, she has observed the human condition, watching generations come and go. And she is still teaching from beyond, reminding me all the while that energy does not die, no boundaries known. I see her more clearly every day, often while sitting, visiting, chatting and laughing under the mango tree. The pain hasn't gone away, and the tears fall from time to time, sometimes for no reason at all. Grief is a strange thing. Jebu ami, mommy.
All right, again. Thank you all so much for being so patient while I doing an entertaining a self-promoting shameless plug. But I hope you all enjoyed it. Nonetheless, we are going to chat a little bit more about the CD as we move through the show today. If you want to call in, you can call me now. That's some funny shit still, you know. I know you all think that, you know, I should be well comfortable with it, but I still find it probably one of the most fascinating times in my life with how that one phrase, which I am certain someone is going to tattoo on a tombstone, that's if I have one. Anyway, if you would like to call the show and say something to me, join the conversation, you can do it at 347-826-9597. That's 347-826-9597. And we'll bring you on and see what you got to offer. No worries, no stress, only love, my dears, and respect is always the rule at the table with Conversations with Cleo. Wanted to take a moment just to give a shout out to some really wonderful people as we move through the duration of today's show. Want to give a shout out to In South Florida. They have been working with Conversations with Cleo continually through the Twitterverse, getting information out there about small business. They're dedicated to it in the South Florida area. So always much love. Always celebrating. I want to send out some love to Ozo 2, the new clean, eco-friendly way of dry cleaning your clothes. Their opening in their launch in West Palm Beach is on the 11th, and they have graciously and wonderfully invited me to attend, so I will be there. I was telling a friend about it the other day, and he said, well, I'm going to start taking my dry cleaning there. I said, absolutely, that's the way it works, right? So I want to give some shout out there. I also want to give a shout out to my friend Joe Grobes. Good work, Papa. I hear we all need to be very proud of you. And so I am sending you out the vibration of a resounding room full of standing applause and then one big hug from me, Papa. All right. I am so proud of you. You know, we support you here with your efforts. We celebrate your health. We're working on the stress level because you're going to learn to bring that down, aren't you? Because we all have so much to be grateful for in light of whatever difficulties we are navigating. We have so much to be grateful for. And a shout out to my friend Tina Williams of Creole Love One, at Creole Love One, also CEO and founder and developer of Creole Love Products. Creole Love, the more better body butter. Check it out, man. You're not going to be sorry. You know, moving through with conversation, it's usually because I have a number of things I want to talk about, and I can't I can't get it all done in an hour, and I can't get it all done even if I was on 5 days a week. So sometimes we have to take the snippets on and kind of move from there. But as we get older, people my age and older, we're starting to look at life a little more differently. And just in the last couple of days, in as many 4 or 5 days, we have lost 3 very significant people. 2 are very specific here to America, and then 1 to the UK, you know, a stepmother. And Margaret Thatcher, who is the only woman to hold the office of Prime Minister in Great Britain. They called her the Iron Lady. And, of course, this was a woman who was the perfect example of sisters doing it for themselves, you know, that kind of vibration. She crossed over today, not a young woman, a resilient woman, and so enough respect and energy and love sympathy and healing to Margaret Thatcher's family and to those in the UK that held her very dear to their heart. Also to Roger Ebert, who I know that I read and listened to for decades about which movie to go and see. He had a very keen eye for story, plot, character development, etc. And he even had a keen eye for just a good romp of a movie, you know. This is a very progressive spirit, and I'm not sure people understood that. If you have seen recent pictures of him, he is standing there with his wife, who is a beautiful black woman. So clearly understand, though, at the time when those two came together, it still wasn't a very popular thing. So this was a man who understood art and understood life and definitely stayed very vigilant in his struggle battle against cancer. Certainly he has left for those of us who enjoy the movies, for those of us who enjoy the science, the art, and the organic creativity of movie and theater, will certainly miss Mr. Ebert. And to someone who definitely made a significant impact on my young life as a lesbian, perhaps I did not know the word yet, but I knew what I was. And we have also said goodbye over the weekend to Annette Funicello. And for some of you who are entirely too young, you have absolutely no idea who I'm talking about. If you saw a picture, you still wouldn't know. But for me, she battled for many, many years with MS. And this touches me very carefully. However, it inspires me the same way, because at 70, she had MS when she crossed over. And I have a dear friend. I have 2 dear friends who have MS, and one is not quite at 70, the other has surpassed 70. And so, again, it is inspiring to my soul to hear about her long life. But Annette Funicello was wicked in a sweater and wicked in a bikini, and every beach party movie that was ever made that she was in, trust me, I had watched it many times. She could fill out a sweater, Rastafari. If I have to come back, we're going to come back as either Annette Funicello sweater or Marilyn Monroe. Rastafari. I don't care if I have to come back as lamb. They shave me and they take the wool and they make the sweater. May I only come back that way, you know, if I get to be sweaters on those 2 bodies, right? Say, Miss Cleo, Rastafari, what do you today? Me no know. Me, I just, you know, I keep it real. So I just wanted to take a moment to send out energy and love to Mr. Ebert's family as well as Ms. Funicello's family. I'm certain that there are men my age and older who also have that very similar response to Annette Funicello, and recognizing that she is a part of America for lore, you know, back in the day of the beach parties. So they say they come in threes, and so if that is the case, then we have seen our 3 for now, and perhaps a new set of 3 will begin, but these are all very significant people. It is not without concern that I send out and ask you all to join me to send out love and healing and peace and tranquility to the Mandela family. Nelson Mandela is still struggling to get beyond this pneumonia and this bug and the infection. And certainly that individual has changed the minds and the framework of many around the world. with, you know, the endurance of his journey. So again, sending out love and heart, tranquility and healing to the Mandela family. All right, my dears, we're going to take another quick pause for the cause, and we will be right back. When we come back, we will be talking about Mr. Wesley Snipes. Bet you all didn't know what I just found out. Bednar's Farm Fresh Market, one of the few remaining family-owned farms in South Florida. Their mission is to bring their customers a variety of locally grown produce that is tasty and affordable. You come in as a customer and you leave as a friend. Strawberry and tomato you pick open every day of the week except for Tuesday. Bednar Farm Fresh Market, located at 10066 Lee Road and 12033 U.S. 441, Boynton Beach, Florida, 33473. You can also give them a call at 561-733-5490 or visit them at their website, www.bedners.com. OZO 2, the future of dry cleaning. Eco-friendly, convenience-driven, and customer-conscious. Free pickup and delivery, biodegradable bags, and a hanger return program in order to keep their prices low. Stop by for a visit at any of their locations in West Palm Beach and now in Jupiter, or visit them at www.OZO2USA.com. That's OZO2USA.com. Or you can like them on Facebook as well. Thank you, OZO2, for keeping the planet in mind. All right, my dears. I know I gave you a little teaser before we went to commercial, but last Tuesday, Wesley Snipes was released from jail. He was convicted back in 2008 of tax evasion, and that was pretty much all the story was on the news. They stopped there. That was that five-second soundbite that I saw. Lord Jesus. Have come to get used to. I don't know that I embrace it, but I've come to get used to it because they never tell you the fullness of the story. Now, he was released last Tuesday and will be on home confinement until mid-July, which is wonderful. His birthday is on the 31st of July, so at least he will be able to celebrate his birthday a free man. He turned himself in for his sentencing, or for his term, rather, in December of 2010. What most people did not know is that he belonged to a group that has challenged the government's right to collect income taxes. For those of you who are in the know and stay connected on a couple other levels, you know, Lauryn Hill also took up a position on this as well and is also now in jail for tax evasion as well. But there is many arguments about the fact that income tax and the IRS are actually unconstitutional. There are many people who have actually put their lives on the line. And so these stints in jail are not about Mr. Snipes or Ms. Hill breaking the law. This is about them taking a stand. And I think that it is very pertinent for people to understand that. Clearly, this is a perfect example of when your principles do not prove convenient. So solidarity and respect to Mr. Snipes as well as to Lauryn Hill. And to all of the many others who have taken the stand that may not have a famous name, I appreciate them as well. Got a chance to meet Ava Rhodes this weekend from Passion for Paws. She stopped by my home to pick up all of the many, many cans of dog food that we had collected at the release party, at the CD release party. And what a wonderful woman. And what an amazing energy. And the picture in the newspaper did not do her justice. Just a beautiful spirit, very committed to what she is doing. We had an impromptu conversation on Friday's show. And just so much love, Ava. We are so excited about this. We are continuing to move forward with the food drive. And Eva said it herself when we were chatting on Saturday. She said, you know what, if anybody just gets inspired, you know, and I think she put it most perfectly, and I want to repeat this from Friday's show, is that she's not interested in dealing with the issue when it becomes a crisis. She wants to assist with the issue before it becomes a crisis. So it's like preventative. It's assisting people to actually keep their dogs in their homes so we don't have to worry about trying to save them from kill shelters or from losing their lives before we can find them new homes. Why not work to keep these wonderful animals with their families if there is a way? And so I love the concept of dealing with an issue before it becomes a catastrophic problem and taking that solution that creates the prevention rather than the saving of or the salvation. You understand? So much love, Eva, and we are so excited about this year. This is really going to feel so good. And we're going to be getting more and more involved. There are a number of people out there that I know personally, and we are going to start a little network where we are going to make you all aware of puppies and dogs that are looking for good homes, perhaps for some reason on that day. For that reason, that dog resonates with you or speaks to your soul. So we're going to get ourselves involved in that and posting a few pictures on the website as we continue to develop that to be all that we need it to be in a consolidated framework. Because I tell you, I get bugged by really elaborate websites because my patience is short to navigate them, because I silence the music. I don't want to see the movies. I'm not young, so the overstimuli is just too much for me. I need to get to the crux of what I need to get to. I need to find out where it's at, how I buy it. Boom. I love a website like that. So I am hoping that my website being clean and neat, that just allow people to move through. You can click a button, it takes you where you need to go. Done deal. And I like it like that. So just wanted to let you all know that. So we're going to be doing all of that as we're ever working diligently to get these things done. Let's see here. I did want to make a bit of a sad note. We lost one of our small businesses here in Lake Worth, actually right next door to Mother Earth Cafe, at Mother Earth Cafe for her Twitter. Island Cowgirl. An Island Cowboy, a small specialty store. However, again, for those of you who listen to some of the older shows, we did an episode where I addressed our mayor here in Lake Worth, who is a woman who says she is small business oriented. I believe her name is Pam Triola, I'm not sure, which I'm just being honest. So we had addressed the show to her to talk about an element that had moved Katiwampus or Kati Corner across the street from the cafe and this other small business, both woman-owned and operated, one-person shop. These are small businesses. These are real, true small businesses. And, you know, we were struggling as patrons of these businesses in how to improve the situation. And it became very frustrating, and then it toned down. But unfortunately, given the customers of Island Cowgirl and Island Cowboy, many of them come from across the bridge over on the island, older set of individuals, many of them driving BMWs and Porsches and whatever kind of fancy car. And quite honestly, she lost our business due to the fact that those individuals were no longer willing to take what it may have perceived or look like a risk to them. These individuals can look a bit daunting, especially if you feel out of your element. And that's not to say, because they're there and they're not doing proper things. They're doing improper things without any consideration for how they are actually impacting the area. And that's when it happens, when we let elements that are negative move into a vibration and we don't do anything about it. We allow them to run businesses out. And how did they run her out? They didn't frighten her, but her customers won't come there. And so she cannot support herself on this. So as she put it, she's going to pull up our big girl panties and go get a job. And let me say something. Donna has been in the Lake Worth area and in the Lantana area, which, like I said, two hamlets next door to each other, not more than 4 or 5 minutes apart. And she has chosen to conduct her businesses in this area. And unfortunately, the area and the elements that are local town government just did not see fit to intercede on her behalf and to demand that the landlord do something about the behavior and the activities of the tenants. Had this been somewhere else where the property values were a bit higher, perhaps there would have been a different outcome. So, Madam Mayor, I just thought you might want to know, since your building, as you said in one of the follow-up emails to one of my listeners, is right across the street and you care about those businesses. Just so you know, one of them is going out of business because I just don't think the caring was enough. And that's me, and some folks out there might feel I don't have a right to speak my mind, but guess what? What do I talk about in lesser? Just give me my respect, because my experience has been mine, and it saddens me that this is a very good woman who's been at this for a very long time, and there's just nothing more she can do, you know? So there we have it. Moving right along here, I want to go ahead and give some shout-outs to some of my new followers. I think it is certainly most apropos to do that. Hey, Mr. Kari Pfister, although you're not new, I just want to make sure that you are feeling much, much better. I know that prior to the weekend, you were feeling a bit under the weather, so that I hope you are feeling better. Mad love out to my niece at Dana Hannah. Thank you, sweetie. Have you bought your copy of the CD yet? Love to my engineer and my favorite studio in the whole planet, if you ask me, Insane Sounds. Much love to the girls with girl power and the best French fries in town. Wishing you all a grand week. Thanks for hitting me back up on Twitter. To Euroworld Import, welcome. Thank you. To Paperless Kitchen, so looking forward to interviewing you on the show. You all, I told you about Paperless Kitchen last week. They were our small business of the week, and it's going to be quite an informative and exciting interview. So I hope you all tune in. Mad love out to the Haitian All-Stars, the hard-hitting Harry and Need to Sit in One Shot and All of the Brethren. I love coming on that show, and I'm going to keep my promise. You know, I am going to be in New York, and I am coming to the show to sit in the booth and hang out with you all. I can't imagine. Always mad love out to an amazing talent and a dear soulful, earnest talent, and produced two of my tracks, What If and Lesser, to Mr. Make You Love It at I Am T-Walk. Always out to my girls, Dolce Gourmet Cupcakes, man. I am coming on Thursday. I'm going to put in a request for the weather to be absolutely sublime. And I am headed out your way, and I'm going to come scoop me up some cupcakes, man. It has gotten crucial. Blessings and love back out to Poetic Designs Radio. Looking forward to that interview as well. Boy, we might need to do a 2-3-parter on that one. Rastafari, because I can tell you, boy, the sisters in the house, we're going to be chatting up something fierce. Uh-oh. Make sure you tune into that, and I will keep you guys. You can find my interview schedule on www.conversationswithcleo.com. We are continually making updates to that, but you can find out where I'll be and the times. I will always announce on the show. Mad love, as always, out to Dog Pack Snacks. Went and picked up CC's favorite snacks this weekend at the West Palm Beach Green Market. Also, mad love out to Michael Branvold. Thank you for following. I appreciate you much. My goodness, you know, I'm trying to move through. And to the Queen of Beats, enough respect for the follow. Much love out to Matthew Sidney as well. I'll be on his show as well. Thank you, Winona Hardar. Thank you so much, my dear friend, for Full Moon Madness. I hope everything is going well. We're going to have to get back in touch when you slow down just a little bit and talk about this Monsanto free get out of jail pass. What a wicked thing. We got to continue to educate people and keep it rolling. Much love and thanks to Ann Howard at Ann Howard Publishing, a member of the LDC family. And so I'm always so fortunate to be able to do that. Let's see. Pride of the TC, Treasure Coast. Much love always to them, to Gina. And, you know, I want to say something to Austin Riva. Austin, you are so cool. Mad love out to you. And, Austin, I do believe that you will hold the title as the first individual to buy or to download the first time Full Moon Madness, the second half. How much do I love you for that? The best way that we think that we can assess this is that Austin tweeted me as he was listening to the CD, which came across my phone at about 3:15 a.m. in the morning Eastern Standard Time, or Eastern Daylight Savings Time, whatever the hell we're in, which meant that he purchased it midnight or so where he was at. And so I just thought, how wonderful was that? When I got up in the morning time, I was able to see his tweet. And yes, I do look at my own tweets. I move through the Twitterverse. I think there is much knowledge in that. So I just wanted to let Austin be aware. Got to give out some love to my buddy Michael Carmax at Fly Grip. Boy, this is getting exciting. We have to chat soon. Also, some love out to my godson, Brian Rucker. Man, check him out. This cat is a wicked, wicked talent. He's got a new single out on iTunes. So just, I think, what do they call it? Search. I was going to say Google. Uh-oh. Search his name, Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, Rucker, R-U-C-K-E-R. You will not be disappointed. And I am so joyous to know that we are related. Also, mad love out to Live by Terrence. Always enough respect. And to Awesome Jasim. What's happening, boss man? Happy New Year. You know, the Twitterverse can get a little bit big for me. I wasn't quite sure where to find you. And also out to Swiss Boy Beats. Thank you so much for the follow. Thank you for the love. To David Dwayne Wilson. Thank you for the follow. You know, it's a wonderful thing. I like to get through and try and just give people shout-outs to let them know that I do see this. Also out to Afrofuturist Affair. Thank you for the follow. Also, please, by all means, follow at Hotline, the documentary. That is the documentary that I had the joy and honor of participating in last year. They are starting to promote it. There are trailers out there. And by all means, if you want to stay in the know, follow them on Twitter and like them on Facebook, because big things are going on, big things. And mad love out to Mount Lawrence Film as well. All right, my dears, let's see. We've got two more segments of the show. We're going to step away one more time, give a little bit more love out to the small businesses that we support, and we'll be right back. Need a little comfort food to satisfy your belly and your soul? Then stop by Mother Earth Coffee and Cafe. Homemade bread pudding, buttermilk pancakes, sweet potato hash browns, and homemade turkey sausage. And I'm just talking about breakfast. Don't forget those yummy turkey burgers and those veggie burgers as well. Stop by 410 2nd Avenue North or give her a call, 561-460-8647. The line is sometimes long, but the meal is always worth the wait. Tell Patty Cleo sent you. White Apron Catering. Elegance, class, and sometimes a little bit of whimsy when you want it done right. Whether it's an intimate dinner for four or a gala for 400, they can meet your every need. The chefs there are wonderfully energetic and they always have a smile on their face, at least when I visit. Freshness with meticulousness to every detail on that plate. So the next time you want it done right, you want to keep people talking until you have that next party, I want you to pick up that phone and dial White Apron Catering, 561-585-2985. In Lake Worth, 1710 North Dixie Highway. And tell them Cleo sent you. Maybe they'll send me back one of those fabulous chocolate chip cookies. See you around. All right, my darlings. Also want to send out some love to Lisa Marchand. Thank you for the follow, my dear. And out to What Women Like. At What Women Like. I got it. We can't not love that Twitter handle. What can I tell you? Life is grand, isn't it? I'll tell you why. It's interesting. This weekend, it was actually the first weekend where we weren't running at 150 miles per hour. And I had every intention on Saturday to sit and do just about absolutely nothing. I wanted to give myself to an opportunity to kind of absorb everything. It has been a very intense last 6 weeks, combined with the loss of my sister-in-law. And as I mentioned, at the same time, different hours certainly, but pretty much at the same time that I was having my CD release party and dedicated it to the memory of my sister-in-law, my brother was at her memorial with many of her friends. So there's been a lot going on. A lot of it is very good. A lot of it is very good. And the fact that my dear Deb is on the other side and giving me help and love like I can't even imagine. It's been a lot. And so I knew that I needed to give my spirit, my chakras, everything, just a moment to just kind of sit and be. And my partner had to babysit for the youngest grandson, which, of course, is nothing but a delight. But she went and spent the day with him. And so it was me and Cece. And Cece has a very deliberate weekend kind of vibration. She doesn't work hard during the weekend, man, because me and my partner are usually right here. And so she doesn't have to scurry who is coming home, who is leaving, when are you coming back? I have to watch the door. She's very busy during the week, but she takes our weekends quite seriously. So I took a page from her book and just kind of moved through the vibration very quietly, very easily. And at one point, I found myself sitting outside. Once again, but not in the nighttime. It was in the daytime, and there were some wonderful clouds in the sky, and the sun was being filtered by these clouds, and there was a wonderful breeze, and there sat my little puppy next to this wonderful gift that a friend has given me of doing some landscaping in our backyard, and genuinely a talent and an art. And I looked out, and I thought to myself, this is a perfect moment, and I just wanted to breathe it in. I wanted to lock it into my spirit, because those kinds of moments are the ones that I carry with me when you have to navigate people who are negative, or you have to navigate people who just don't care, they just don't get it, whatever the case may be. And sometimes that can be a little bit draining on the spirit, and I will take that memory, I will take that moment and hold it really close to charge my energy, my heart chakra energy, to have the tenacity and the courage to continue the navigation. And so I would encourage all of you, when you have those quiet moments, when you see something and you say, oh, I can't get lost in this, I've got something else to do, go ahead, give yourself permission to get lost in it. It will serve you for many, 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 many days and nights to come. Don't be so quick to move on and to look for the other shoe to drop. That doesn't work, you understand? Because there's always shoes and there's gravity, so something's always going to be dropping. If you're only looking for that, then you are missing so much more of the journey. So I call that kind of celebrating the moment. Hey, to all of you out there, I hope you liked Mango and Me at the top of the show. Want to know if you have bought your copy, please, by all means, by whichever means that you bought it, CD Baby, iTunes, or Amazon.com. It would be a great favor to me if you could go on. Leave your most earnest review. I don't have to agree with it. Others don't have to agree with it, but I love the feedback. If you don't want to do it on the site where you bought the CD, by all means, please hit me up on Facebook, Conversations with Cleo, and let me know if there was a track on there that really resonated with you, or let me know what you liked or what you didn't like, or how it made you feel. I think it's a delicious listen. I've put it in the car and driven before. It doesn't beat me up. It just is very cool, very melodic. Gets a little emotional at times, but that's because it's such a personal journey. And I think poetry is, and most lyrics and music is, a very personal journey. It's that creative spirit that is saying, this is the way I choose to share my pain, my joy, my lessons, whatever the case may be. It's an opportunity. And so I embrace all of you who have already purchased the CD, downloaded it. I appreciate you for taking a very personal ride with me. And again, I welcome any feedback, any love, any dislike. You know what I'm saying? It all has balance. So some of you are saying, okay, well, Miss Cleo, what are you building? Where do you go from here? What's coming up next? Talk to us about it, Miss C. Okay, I feel you. I'm curious. What is that thing? Curious minds want to know. Whatever. I can't remember. I can't remember where that's from. Menopausal amnesia. Well, let's see. Here's the deal. I again, as I said, I think it's real important for people to celebrate their achievements. I think it's really important for people to celebrate self, and not in a way of narcissism or anything of that nature. But often we look for our affirmations and our job well done and pats on the shoulder from other people. I've learned that lesson, so I look for it from Cleo because I know I'm going to give it to myself. So we will be doing interviews all of this month. Around the nation. So we'll, like I said, we're going to keep you guys apprised of all of those. And it's probably going to perhaps some mainstream media as we get near the end of April. There also, from what I understand from my boss, there may be rumors that there is going to be a public CD release party. I'll get back to you on the planning stages of that. But that, again, would probably occur if it is going to occur near the end of this month. And then next month, I am taking a hiatus. And that's when I talk about taking that downtime. We have been moving forward very soundly, very happily, very comfortably on BTR, have found a wonderful home here. Many of my listeners followed me. I thank you. I appreciate you for that. We are still learning some of the ins and outs, so your patience is greatly appreciated. But I'm going to take a hiatus that has been planned. Probably I planned them anywhere from 6 to 7 months out, because I worked very hard to put the ducats together to make them happen. But they are what feeds my soul. It's that opportunity for me to go and sit down and just be with self and be with the universe and to be with the spirits. And I travel a little bit of a distance. I do leave the country to do that. I always feel so much better when I come back. But for me, it is like having two homes, because when I return there, it is definitely home. And when I am here, it is home. 'Cause home is where your heart is, right? I genuinely believe that more and more. I think it less and less cliche the more often I watch it play out. And upon my return, we will be throwing ourselves happily into the planning of the Dun Dun celebration, which our recipient for 2013 is Passion for Pause. So we are still kind of throwing around a few creative vibrations. We want it to be an awful lot of fun for just about everyone, and want to make sure that we have it in a space and a vibration where everyone feels welcome, as well as, because this is really in celebration of our canine family members and all of their ancestors and distant cousins and whatnot. You understand? Canines are almost as varied as humans are. So they certainly celebrate each other on the whole. So we are very excited about that and looking forward to all of that. But that is planning a fundraiser is an awful lot of work. So we are so fortunate to know the artists and the musicians and the individuals who will happily come and give their time for this purpose, for this reason. And so that makes me even more excited. And I already know who my DJ is going to be. So mad love out to my buddy out there, Kyle Holder, who is a master at what he does. Trust this. So that is coming up. As well with the book, I am going to be writing a book, which we are targeting to have released by the end of the year. I'm not going to go in too much detail right now, but it will fall in the category of not so much self-help. I don't know what that means, but definitely some honest, straight up, straightforward realization and knowledge to share. You know, just some really, again, no rocket science, trying to keep it real simple, real basic, because when we put too much minutia, that's when we can't find the best part of what's going on, or the best part of what we're trying to share. So I'm very, very, very excited about this book, and very excited to be writing it. Also, we are going to be bringing you some really deliciously provocative, not all the time, but sometimes, intriguing and new interviews. We are working on getting the attorney who is trying to move forward medical marijuana in the state of Florida. We will be continue to bring on new business owners and new business concepts and new community concepts. There are many things going on out there. I do want to talk to some people who are finding the tourism vibration of legalized recreational marijuana in Washington State as well as in Colorado. Continuing, as always, to bring food to the forefront, both for the joy of it as well as for the sustaining of our bodies, minds, and souls. So we've got a number of things. And then, of course, as I mentioned earlier, promotion for the documentary entitled Hotline is going on. And say, well, Miss Cleo, how did you get involved with that? Well, these lovely young independent filmmakers reached out to me and contacted me and said, hey, Miss Cleo, we would love to talk to you about a project. We began the conversation about this time, about a year, it's a little over a year ago. And I'm not much one on being always in the spotlight, in the forefront. I do love my world behind the microphone, but I get it, and I understand that. And I've not ever allowed anyone to come into my home. My home is my refuge. It is my sanctuary. This is the place where no one comes across that door that has any intention to hurt me or malign my character or belittle or mock what I do or what I believe in. There was a 6 degree of separation that did cause me to be a bit more accepting of these independent filmmakers, which was a good thing. And so sometimes people find themselves crossing each other's paths for very succinct and deliberate reasons. We don't always know, but surely for very succinct and deliberate reasons. And this young filmmaker by the name of Tony Schaff, S-H-A-F-F, and his producer, Lauren Belfer, put together a project about the importance or the socio-importance of the quote-unquote hotline in our society, you know? And they're taking a very interesting look at who the people are that call the hotline and who the people are on the other end of that phone that answer that hotline. So he is looking at all manner of hotlines, everything from the Butterball hotline to the suicide hotline to certainly without. He figured, I guess he explained to me that certainly he could not have done fullness to this documentary had he not included someone who, I struggled with the term pop icon, certainly navigating all of that from a psychic hotline, quote unquote. And certainly, you know, it was, I did work on the line at some point in time for a number of years. So it is interesting to me that at this point in time, these young people came and wanted my insight on what that was like to work on the hotline and what type of people and what type of things that I come away from. But they were also most gracious and asked certain questions and clarified for certain things that have been received as truth for more than a decade. And as I said, I invited them into my home. They got to meet my partner. They got to meet Cece. She was a puppy then. And she was wonderful. And so it's interesting. It's always quite humbling when you notice how much you age. When it, you know, because the camera just won't, the camera is just rude sometimes, you know. So, nonetheless, you know, we have to accept self as self is and embrace that. And so certainly I don't have any problem with that. I'm working through it, you know. And I got to embrace me and love me. And my partner loves me. So that's really all that matters in the scheme of things. So there is an awful lot going on in the world of Conversations with Cleo and in my personal world. So that so much of this work puts us already at the end of next year. And there may even be some additional things popping off and coming. So make sure that you stay tuned. And don't believe that I'm going to get so busy that I don't have time to keep doing my show. You all are my connection. You all give me reason to celebrate. I do want to go ahead and hit you up very quickly in the last few minutes of the show because I had promised to talk about it in the description, and that is the economic evolution that Conversations with Cleo is inviting each and every one of you to be a part of. So stay tuned for additional information coming forward with that. Stay tuned for our Twitter address. Stay tuned for all manner of things. Stay tuned for the Facebook page as well. We are going to keep it rolling. Actually, you can probably go ahead and put comments as well on the Conversations with Cleo Facebook page for now. My Twitter handle will be up in the next 24 hours. And you say, why now are you doing this? Why now are you talking about all of these things coming up, Miss Cleo? I said, well, because we are at the new year. Long, long time ago, before they changed up the calendar yet again, as I explained to you all, the April 1st, the new year. And the new year is about spring, and it's about new, and it's about birth, and all of these amazing, beautiful dynamics. So what better time to move forward, to set things in motion, to celebrate that we have come through the winter, even though we're still getting snow this week. We are coming to the other end of yet again a season. And who knows, in my lifetime, it may change up the calendar yet again. We'll just have to wait and see, won't we, my dears? All right, babies, have an excellent Monday and a most delicious week. And I'll get back to you on Wednesday. Peace.